East Coast Breakfast.
Can I tell you what Common said earlier?
Yes.
So just to bring you up to speed here, yesterday when I was talking about India against South Africa, the Women's World Cup final, I said something in my sports, which then I was corrected afterwards.
Now, India are Women's World Cup world champions for the first time after beating South Africa by 52 runs. And India captain Harman Kare took the winning catch. Common Radio, I need some help here. The India captain, Harmanpreet. How do you say his name?
Kaur.
Darren, yeah. You know everything of it. Darren Moore. Is it K? Because it's K-A-U-R.
Kaur. It's like driving your core.
But that's the thing, Sky. I thought you would have known about the surname because you watch a lot of sport IPL.
No, but on her back of a jersey, it's only Harman.
Yeah, because Harmanpreet's not going to fit.
But that's also her name. Why don't they have Kaur?
Yeah, and the
Well, Kaur. That's okay. So she's Sikh, right? And that's
yes.
a specific type of religion Sikh. In India. So there's Sikh people in India. And a lot of the women would use Kaur as their surname because they are Sikh. So it means princess. And then you'll find a lot of men with the surname Singh. It also means lion. So Sikh people in India are like the warriors. They have their own religion. They wear a turban. They're not allowed. The men are not allowed to cut their hair.
What's
off
a turban?
Ever. A turban.
Harbhajan Singh.
That's how I thought you'd know about it. Harbhajan Singh.
I was 2 days old.
So they can't ever cut Singh. Their hair. Yes, so they wrap it in a turban. So you'll find most Sikh men, well, all of them, would have a turban on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
I really thought you would have known this because you've been watching cricket your whole life.
No. Common. After Harbhajan Singh, please. I've never seen a what? Kaur.
Harbhajan Singh. It doesn't mean that if your surname is Singh that you're Sikh.
Okay.
If you're Sikh,
you definitely have a turban on.
And if you had haircut day at school, you brought a Sikh note.
That's great.
I didn't know this.
You also didn't know this.
But it makes you. I sit here and I think, what is it that other things that we don't know about?
Okay, well, then let's ask that question because I can't be the only one with information. What is something about your culture that most people don't know? 061-792-9495. Send us a voice note. Sky, there has to be something in the Zulu culture.
Oh, come on, guys. You just watched. You just watched
Shakalembe.
Top of my head. We don't have an R in Zulu.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Really?
We don't have an R.
Not really,
in Zulu.
But... Really?
So, okay. You know,
Eli. Rice. What do you say for rice?
Rice is Elias.
Oh, really?
Common one. An orange? Iwolinch.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, the screw and the 2000 will say,
yes.
There's no. Irandi. Like, Rand.
Yeah.
Iland. Go to Friday, they'll say Iland.
I was today years old.
Morning, Darren, Sky, and Common. I'm just listening to your show now. Hey, you guys are. Hilarious, honestly. Good show, but thank you. And yeah, I just want to check with this R in Zulu. Okay, I'm a colored guy. I speak Zulu. Yeah, was ukhulumi Zulu, Baba. So, Sky, uthi R ayikhonje in the Zulu language. So, just want to find out what's the story with Ramaphosa. Ramaphosa is a R. I don't know if it's Ramaphosa or Ramaphosa now. Please confirm. Thank you. Neil from the Bluff.
Things of my culture. I'm a Cape Town guy living in Durban, and the Durban coloureds cannot speak Afrikaans. They cannot speak Afrikaans to save their lives.
Yeah, jammer. Excuse.
No one here can really speak Afrikaans except Afrikaans people.
Yeah, and then on Facebook we have Ariana saying, Islam says, smiling is charity. So if you see me grinning for no reason today, just know I'm out here doing good deeds for free.
Okay.
And then Hannes Janssen van Vuren says, we only have soup in winter.
Okay. Okay.
That's wrong.
Let's say good morning to Des from Tonga. Des, what is something about your culture that most people don't know?
Hi, East Coasters. Hi, ECR. Guys, so something that was something that came up to me was I noticed a lot of Indian surnames are spelled differently, like your Naidus, your Moonswamis, and so on. So I also went on to find out that many Indian surnames were changed and modified during the migration to South Africa. So a lot of surnames that we see today aren't actually the ones that were migrated or came from India, if I might say. Like your Chetty is part of Chetia, your Govinda, part of, or, you know, from your Gound origin. So, yeah, that was quite interesting, and that's what I noticed.
Nice. Okay. Thank you, Des. Yeah.
Thanks for that, Des. All right, so now we have a better understanding. You know what I want to know? Talking about names, we have a V-Ad Fundamatifer over there. I want to know how the Afrikaans decide this is this name. This name goes here, this name, this, this. Don't you want to know?
Hello.
So what about you? What is your full name?
So Afrikaans names are actually quite easy. Okay, so you get names in Afrikaans that are usually Dutch, German, or biblical. So Peter, Johannes, Anna, Maria, that kind of thing, right? Surnames are put together through the family tree. So Dutch, French, Huguenot, or German ancestry. So my surname, for example, Van der Merwe, means the family usually came from the Merwe Rivier, or the river in the Netherlands. Okay, so middle names exist purely to honor forefathers. So, for example, if you meet the Koos Kukumur, you can safely assume that his name is something like Jacobus Gerardus Petrus Kukumur. His grandfather would have been Jacobus, his father Gerardus, and his great-grandfather was Petrus, who's also named after his father, was also Petrus. That makes sense. So if Koos was the second son, then the rules change slightly. So he's probably called then Gerardus Petrus Zacharias Kukumur, but we will call him Gerry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But now, where does Vian come from?
So my name is Vian Reichert van der Merwe. Yes. Okay, so technically the ancestors, then the Merwe is with the river in the Netherlands. Okay, that's where we come from. And since I'm the second son of the family, and I've got a dad who's got a brother, and my grandmother who had a one half brother, my second name is the maiden surname of my great grandmother. So my second name is Reichert, and van der Merwe is then where we're from. Vian, my mom just liked it.
My release. From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.